Welcome back to another episode of the Brawlcast podcast. I am your host, Ian, and today we have a pretty excited episode ahead of us, but we could never have done it without your support. We recently hit 200 listens, woohoo, and yeah, so let's get right into the episode, but real quick, let me tell you about Anchor. So I know I took a break for a while, but now I am going to be back. Happy New Year. We also hit 200 listens, as I mentioned earlier. We also now are on Apple Podcasts, which will boost my podcast very high. Like, it will just make it better. So be sure to leave a 5-star review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. But today's topic is we're going to be going over a very important episode, how to get all of your in-depth stats for free, and yeah, really precise stats, all correct, and you don't even need to do that much work. Alright, so all you need to do is search up Starlist in your browser, choose Starlist for Brawl Stars, and now you're gonna see really good brawlers for each game mode. What does this mean? So for everybody above 700, this calculates the best brawlers SpenLC, if he wins a game, then that brawler will percentage in that game mode will go higher, as opposed to me with if I use a 1 trophy brawler, it won't affect it. So for noobs, it won't affect it. So this is really accurate because it's 700 and over, and that's pretty high trophies. So yeah, another thing is all you have to do is go to stats and then enter your player tag. You could find your player tag if you go to friends under friends. You could go to friends and then just it says your player tag is, and then your player tag. So just type that in and yeah, and then you're good to go. So it will also tell you your club stats, like how much seniors or how much percent are seniors, and then how much percent are vice, how much percent are members, and who is the president. So if you're looking for a club and then somebody on Discord or anything says, oh, check this club out, and then it will be fine. If you check that club out, then maybe you don't want to join it. Maybe you just want to see its stats. Then you could search it up on Starlist and see, oh, this is a good club, I'm going to join it. Or, oh, this is a bad club, I'm going to not join. So, yeah, that's also another good use. Another thing is it tells you how much trophies you are going to have at the end of the season. This is the main reason why I love Starlist. Also, this is not a sponsored. This is not sponsors. Anchor is sponsored, but this is not sponsored. Also, this is like legal because Brawl Stars allows them to use their data or something, and then that's how they get all the stats. So, they even have their own creator code, if you don't believe me. And that means that Supercell knows. So, if you want proof, go to the creator code shop under shop. Scroll all the way to the right and type in Starlist. It will be there. So, another thing you could find out is your level. And all the stats that would normally be it, but more. So, let me tell you a few of mine stats real quick. So, my stats are, let me sign in real quick. So my tag is, if you want to friend me, my tag is GCUGJV9L. So if you want to friend me, again, that is GCUGJV9L. So yeah, you could friend me with that tag under the friends. And yeah, you could play with me, all except. I also, if you want, change your name to BC and then your name, or no, BCast. So it'll be Brawlcast. Also, my name is Ian's Gaming YT from my old YouTube channel. I haven't spent the 60 gems to change it. I just think it's a waste of 60 gems. So, yeah. So another thing, so today it says my trophies are 19,082 trophies. So, yeah, that is my trophies. My highest trophies is the same. My level is 116. My club is Mystic Earth. I just came to visit somebody. That's not going to be my real club. Also, leave a 5-star review and tell me if you want me to make my own club and have people in it. So another thing is, it tells me my season reset. My season reset is 18,740 trophies, which is quite a bit gone, but still, it's not as much as it would be without the new trophy balance system, which I think is great. I will get 1,850 star points at the end of the season. I have 35 brawlers. I have 2,883 3v3 victories, and I don't really play any showdown that much. So 513 solo victories, and then 293. What's it called? Duo victories. So now on my Robo Rumble, it's insane. Big game. I don't know why it hasn't recorded that. And then on the season record, it is 833, which is power play. And another thing is, it tells you the highest one of your brawlers. So like my Pam, the highest was 713. Now it's at 661. So my top five brawlers are actually going to be, I pushed tanks this season because why not? So I did Pam 661, Carl 650, Primo 600, Frank 600, Daryl basically 590, and Rosa is... Or actually, no, that's not Rosa. Rico is also 600. So yeah. And then if you click on a brawler, it's loading for me. Okay, so it's not working for me right now, but it gives you really in-depth stats with, like, yeah, just really in-depth stats of one brawler. So that's already in-depth because it's one brawler. But yeah. So another thing that it shows is how much trophies you got this week and today. It also shows you which brawlers you're missing. And it shows you your last 15 games, and it, no, 25 games, and it shows you your battle log and your picks. So by picks, I mean like your, I don't know how to explain it, but it shows you which one to pick. I have already said this, but yeah. So a few podcast stats are, Let me pull it up real quick. So we have 204 listens. We have a lot of people started listening on Apple Podcasts. I'm not going to give you guys too much in depth. We have like 20 something episodes. But yeah, so for the 200 special, I am going to be opening just the big box. I did not plan this. I just thought of this now. So let me get the big box real quick. So this is the last game till I get the big box from my Brawl Pass. I actually am only on tier 60. I've been not doing my quest. So I am playing Island Invasion with my Daryl, which is currently at 590. So I am currently in the bush right next to a camping boat. I killed a camping boat. Six brawlers left. I'm opening them. Cube. I roll on a Pam. The Pam destroys me. Well, I wasn't really looking to go like get trophies. I just wanted to get a quick big box. So I finally got it. I did get fifth that time, so I didn't lose any. I gained two, in fact. So yeah, let's open the box. So we're at the front screen. 33 coins. 11 power ups, or 11 power points for Jean, 12 power points for Nita, and we're flashing. And we got Bee's Honeycoat Star Power. That is actually a very good way to end off the episode. That is a very good star power, only in solos though. But I don't have the other star power for some reason. So I will even use it in 3v3s because that's better than nothing. But yeah, I'm pretty happy we got that. I was not expecting anything, and I was very excited that we got something for the 200th listen special. So yeah, that was pretty exciting. And yeah, thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. So thanks for 200 listens. Let's try to get to 300 in this 2 weeks. If we do, I will make a club. And if you guys leave 5-star reviews telling me to make a club, then I will definitely do it. So yeah, make sure to do all that. And yeah, I'll see you guys all next time. Bye. Actually, real quick, I am going to play a game with Bee's new gadget in Island Invasion. I didn't even think of this, but why not? We got it in the episode. Why don't we play with it in the episode? So yeah, we're in a match. 10 brawlers left still. I'm right below a Byron. I should be able to kill the Byron pretty easily. Byron is pressuring me. If I just land this shot on the Byron, he'll be dead. I can't do that right now. I'm at 196 HP. We used one gadget. I have the good gadget. A Primo's in the bush, the bottom bushes somewhere. I'm not sure where. Gonna use my good gadget to check the bushes. All right, nobody's in the bushes around me. I have one gadget left. I should be saving these. Six brawlers left. Let me see this. Okay, I'm going to try to just kill this Byron. Because if I just land two shots, the Byron should be dead. They need to land. They use their super. If I get hit once by any brawler, I'm dead. Alright, we're back up to full HP. And we show ourselves. And we kill the Byron! So, yeah, that's a pretty good technique with Bee. If you're even at low health, just shoot your stinging shot and then shoot it. And, like, before they get a chance to shoot, they'll already be dead. Because it does so much damage, like 3,000 at full Max. But yeah, so that's gonna be really good. And